Let's face it, brothers and sisters, life is all about getting laid.
Commentator Eric Kopage offers his thoughts on the future of black romantic relationships.
For men, that means monopolizing as many women as possible. For women, it means allying herself with men who can provide the most protection, social advantage, and material benefits for her children. These brass tacks came to mind recently while I was watching a DVD of the romantic comedy Something New. The film is the sweet tale of an interracial relationship between a successful, beautiful black lawyer and a successful, handsome white landscape architect. The movie is one of a number of white man, black woman romantic couplings that have become more and more common on both the big and small screen since the beginning of the present century. Notable movies included Guess Who with Zoe Saldana and Ashton Kutcher, The Rundown with Rosario Dawson and Sean William Scott, and Die Another Day with Halle Berry and Pierce Brosnan. Some listeners are probably thinking, black men have been involved with white women, so it's about time that black women can find a husband and some happiness. But something more is at stake. Remember what I said at the beginning, and what is regarded as true by anthropologists. There are hardwired biological forces spurring women to look for good providers, social prestige, and protection in their mates. White men obviously have more overall social prestige than black men, and demonstrably have more money. Salaries aside, centuries of industrial-strength racism have ensured that most white men will inherit more money from their parents than the average black American man. Considering these facts, why wouldn't a black woman choose a white man over a strapping black man who can't successfully flag down a cab at night? Why wouldn't a white man who looks like the Pillsbury Doughboy use his status and earning potential to cherry-pick from among the pool of available black women? And why wouldn't a black woman respond to his advances? Does this mean that black women should adhere themselves to black men, and vice versa, out of racial loyalty? That's probably not likely, even if it were desirable. First, for African Americans between the ages of 20 and 39, the prime ages for establishing a household, there are about 11 black women alive for every 10 black men. Besides, in a world where racial barriers to romance are slowly crumbling, common interests are likely to play a larger and larger part in choosing a mate. As the filmmaker and comedian Woody Allen famously said, "The heart wants what it wants." Black women marrying white men in droves is unlikely to happen overnight. According to the 2000 U.S. Census, of the 6% of all marriages that are black-white interracial, about 75% are between black men and white women. That number has been fairly consistent since 1980. But that latest reliable census datum came before on-screen validation of such relationships, not to mention the myriad other transformations in our rapidly changing society. Throughout American history, white men have been apoplectic in their fear of black men taking their women. But present logic suggests that it will be the other way around. Since desegregation, we African Americans have lost ownership of many of our banks, our insurance companies, and much of our media. The question with this most intimate phase of desegregation is whether black men and black women are in peril of losing each other.
Eric Kopage is the author of Black Pearls, Meditations, Affirmations, and Inspirations for African Americans.